Thank you for your patience. I really appreciate it. The the Gemara, here, have a seat. Want to grab a seat? Okay. The last thing we had, the eighth of Shimon's eighth group of people that were required Diras Keva, was that you couldn't have a circular sukkah. But Rabbi Yochanan happens to argue. Rabbi Yochanan says, sukkah asuya kivshan, a sukkah that's made like a circle, yesh be kefa, kdei leishiba chavdal b'nei adam, kshera, vimla psula. But kefa means the circumference. If you have the circumference, you could sit 24 people around the circumference of the sukkah, which means we assume, we'll get to the minute, the Gemara will discuss this, but that the each person, we're going to suggest again in a minute from now, that each person takes up an amma. So 24 ammas of circumference would be a kosher size if it was a round sukkah. That's what the Gemara right now assumes. The Gemara says, Kiman, Kirebi? What was like? Like again, Rashi says over here, it's a question. It's like Rebbe? I mean, Rebbe was the biggest size that we saw for the smallest sukkah. The smallest sukkah, according to Rebbe, was 4x4 amos. That was the biggest size for the minimum shiur sukkah that we've seen up till now. Yeah. And this number 24 of a circumference, of a circle, is way bigger than 4x4 amos. 4x4 amos, we know already, if it's the perimeter of that would be 16. And 24 is much bigger than that. So we want to know here, who's this like? Is it like Rebbe? To Amar Kol Sukkah She'im Ba'arba Amos, Arba Amos Psula? Can't be. Why cannot? Because Michti, let us see. Yeah.
Oh yeah, 4x4 is 16.
Right. Let us see. Michti Gavra Ba'am Sayasav. Again, the assumption the Gemara makes, we said already, a person takes up an Amma worth of space. A person sits in an Amma's amount. And therefore, Kol She'esh Be'kefo Shlosh Tzvachim, Yishma Rochav Tefach. He tells you now the rule of a perimeter, of a circumference, of a circle. Is whatever would be three amos of perimeter of circumference would be one amma of diameter. The rule is it's 2 pi r is the circumference, which is called the same thing as pi d, the diameter times pi. We're going to round pi down to 3. This Gemara is going to round pi down to 3. It's 3.14. It's going to be only 3. My wife's actually her co-administrator. Every Hanukkah they do like a talent show, and he memorized pi to 1,000 digits. We're going to have it 3. We're not going to go beyond 3. We're not going to go any digit except for 1. 1 digit, 3. But if you take the digit then of pi being 3, then every time that you have a diameter of 1, the perimeter would be 3. If that's the case, says the Gemara, betray sarsagi. It should be in the end of the day. If I require a diameter of whatever diameter is times 3 is their circumference. So then if I have 4x4 circle, that means the diameter is going to be 4. Diameter is 4. You shouldn't require a sukkah more than 12 tvachim in diameter, in perimeter, which means enough to sit 12 people. Our sukkah is double the size it's supposed to be in the end. So how do we explain over here the need for a 24 amma perimeter of a sukkah, when in reality, if you're going about a 4x4, that perimeter, that circumference, the diameter being 4 tvachim, then all you should require is a sukkah of 12 amos. Again, just instead of the actual... The Chazar will just do the math on the board over here. If you have again, we're going to see right now it's not working this way, but if you have a square that has in it a circle right now on the inside, so that means the diameter, which is this size, it's 4x4. Diameter then is 4. 4, 4, 4, 4. The diameter is 4. Same as each side. 4 times 3 is 12. So I shouldn't require more than 12 amos, 12 people sitting around my sukkah, not 24. So Gemara is bothered. So as we can look at the picture right now, we can see clearly this sukkah is smaller than the square. There's area. If I shade the area over here, the sukkah is not good. Well shaded, but just humor me. The shaded area of the sukkah is the square is bigger than the circle, which means this doesn't match Rebbe's size. It's too small for Rebbe. The square is bigger. All these shaded areas in the corners is bigger than the circle, which means it hasn't hit the size of Rebbe still. So 12 wouldn't be enough. It's too small. So Gemara says, "Hani mili beigula." That's only when it comes to an igula. I mean, you're right that it goes 3 to 1. Every one diameter is 3 perimeter. That's with a circle. But beribua baitve. But with a square, we know Rebbe had a square 4x4 amos. It requires more of a perimeter, more of a circumference. 12 is not enough. So Gemara says, "Okay, well, how much more do you need?" Michti, let us see. Kam ruba yoser ala igula. How much more is a square than a circle? Revia, it's an extra quarter. I mean, if you take 16 to 12, which again, if you had... Hold on, you want to hold me a second? Thanks. If you have the circle being 12, and the square that has the same diameter will be 16, so it's a quarter less. You have four, missing 4, it's a quarter less for the size of the square to the size of the circle to the size of the square. And therefore, obviously, we need to have a bigger than 12 circumference. That's not going to make it for us. So we say, fine, but Shade Sarsagi. Then all you should need is 16 people around the circle. As we know, 4x4 would be 16. 4, 4, 4, and 4. It would be 16. I shouldn't require 24 people sitting around this circle. So over here says, if should be B'Shed Sar. Somewhere says, Hani Mile be equal to Nafik Migav Ribua. This is all assuming that we're talking about a circle that's nothing that's coming out from the inside of a square, like the picture I drove you here, that picture. That would be a circle that would be coming out from the inside of a square where it would only be 12. We know there's a circle, and we know there's a square, but we assumed it was this direction. But in reality, you jot for me for a second, it's going to be like this. A circle that goes around the square. Now, the math, hold on one more time for me. Each one of these is 4, but the diameter,
the diagonal
will be 4 times 1.4. The rule is whenever you have a square or any 90-degree angle, 90, 45, 45, it goes 1 to 1 to square root of 2, which means whenever you have one side being 1, the diagonal would be square root of 2 times 1, times whatever that number is. 1.4 times whatever that number is. So we'll use 1.4 as our diagonal number. If you have now 4, sorry, 4, each part of the square is a 4, the diagonal will be 1.4 times 4, which equals 5.6. So now the diameter is 1.6, and that times 3 is our circumference. What's that times 3?
16.8.
So that's going to be the magic number we're going to have right now to play around with, 16.8. So Gemara says, okay, if you have over here, equal to nothing migav ribua, well, ribua to nothing migav igula, if the square is coming from the inside of the circle. So the square itself, as we have in the picture, the second picture on our page, the chesam al, the bottom, the second picture of those two. If the square is coming from from inside the circle, and square is 4x4, so, what's the rule? So, ba'itfei, we require more than 16, it's gotta be bigger than 16, which is what the square would be, mishum morasha de karnasa, because of the corners, the extra corners, the extra shaded area over here, the part that is bigger. In this circle that's above and beyond the size of the square, so it has to be more than 16. So what's the math? We just did the math together. Michzi, let us see. Kol amsa biribua. Whenever you have one amma of a square, like we have in our picture over here, it's an amsa betrei chumshi b'alchsuna. It's 1.4 amsa, or an amma, and 2/5. 1.4 in the diagonal. So that's the case. If you have 4 being one side, diagonal 1.4 times 4 is what we did already. Then you get 5.6, and that times 3 is b'shivsar nechei chumsha sagya. Sagya means it's enough. It'd be enough to have 17 minus a fifth, minus 0.2. 16.8, as we said. 16.8 amos should be enough to have on the perimeter outside the circle. 24 is so much bigger than that. It doesn't make sense, the number 24 according to Rabbi Yochanan, if we're using Rebbe's sukkah, square sukkah, to be on par. To be like the benchmark to judge with, the sukkah we had, we went 24, is just way too big for what we're looking for. Yeah.
A small question.
Yeah.
If you have a square sukkah, so you're going to have the guy in the corner, right? So even if it's 4 on 4, I'd say each person takes an amma, so it's going to be 4, 4, and then plus another 4, so it's going to come out 12.
Wait, why? Because you're ignoring those two people there.
No, the people in the corner.
We're not asking people again, in the circle, you don't lose those corners in the circle. You don't lose those corners.
And look, in the first case we said, right?
Yeah.
We said the circle, right? Mm-hmm. So you have the diameter, which is 4. Right?
Yeah.
We're saying pi is 3.
Mm-hmm.
So you have 4 times 3. 4 times 3 is 12.
Right.
And this one's also 12 because you have the corner guy here. Who's actually one guy sitting here? So what's the problem?
You're saying good, but you're assuming right now the reason why I didn't give the number of people sitting in a square is because you're right. People couldn't sit in every part of the square. But a circle, because there's no corner, you don't lose anyone in the circle. So therefore, the circle 24. All we know right now is a 24. I'm not talking about how many people are sitting in a square. I'm talking about how big the square is. Square is 4x4. That's what we know. People sitting down. We don't talk about it in a circle. But you are correct that there are places in the square where not everyone can sit because there's corners that don't work out too well. But a circle, everyone can sit around a circle.
Look, this guy over here, right? So even if it's 4, see 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 1, 2, so it's 12. And this is 4. This is, right, pi is 3.
Oh, so you're saying, again, if we're talking about sitting down in a square, you'd be absolutely correct. It would be hardest. But since the circle has no corners like that, then we could have 24 people sit around a circle, not be getting bumped each other at all. That's the way the circle works out. But it's a good point. It's a good point you raise. Okay. So now we have 16.8. It's well short of 24. So Gemara says, Lodak. We solved our problem. You know what? Don't be such a stickler. Who said we were exactly, it had, again, I'll give you a very big number. And to tell you, if you have 24, then you definitely have a kosher sukkah. You could even only have 16.8 would be enough. But I'm going to go a little bit overboard to be safe. I'm going to play it safe a little bit. 24 is kosher. Even 16.8 would be kosher. But we're going to just over-exaggerate. So we know if you hit 24, you're definitely fine. So Marcel over here, lo dak, it's a thing, but emor damrina lo dak purta. I'll agree that you can say lo dak a little bit. I mean, I'll give you a little bit of exaggeration of play it safe a little bit. But tuba mi amrina lo dak. But who says lo dak to that extent? You went over about 50% almost over the amount of lo dak. That's not only lo dak, that's like well exaggerated. And therefore, it's very hard for us to imagine that the math we did was correct to create 24 when it's so far from the number it really should be, 16.8. It's hard for us to believe that was actually the solution to our problem. So we have to go back to the drawing board, literally and figuratively, for a minute. Mark says over here, you know, we had a certain assumption we made that maybe that's mistaken. Amalei Mark Kashisha Braid Rav Chizda, the Rav Ashi. Misavart Gavri Ba'am Se Yosef. You know, we start off with a certain premise that every person takes up an Amal space. Who said that? Who made that up? You made that up. Maybe really, Tlasa Gavri Batarti Am Se Yosef. Maybe every three people takes up two amas. Oh, let's do the math now. 24 people. Every three people take up two amas. So then the proper now would be 16 amas. That's very close to 16.8. So that sounds good now. Sounds very good. Kama havaluhu. How much do you have? You have three people for two amas. Shesar. So 16. That's the magic number really you should require. That should be that's the number. 16 would be the proper number. Is that what? For a round sukkah. 16 should be... enough for us? 16 is what you should...
Rav Yochanan basically said,
you need 16 amos. Correct. You need 6 amos.
Each person occupies two-thirds of...
Correct. Rabbi Yochanan would say, 16 amos is really sufficient in the end. Whereas over here, one second, but Anan Shivsar Nechichum Shibayin. We said we needed 16.8. That's pretty close to the Gemara Lodak. Okay, it was close enough. That's really close. Within amos is close. Whereas over here, you're right, it's very close. The number wasn't so far off. But I can go above the amount and say you need to have more than really you need to play it safe. But who says I can give you a smaller number than the actual shear of the sukkah because it's close to the real shear? I can't go that direction. It's the wrong direction to go to. I can only over-demand. I can't under-demand the amount. It's too small now, like Rebbe. It wouldn't fit Rebbe anymore. Lekula miyamin lodak. No one says lodak lekula. So now we have to say, okay, that doesn't work anymore. We're back to square one. Whereas over here, Amalei Rav Asi, the Rav Ashi, Rav Asi, Rav Ashi. You know what? Go back to our original premise. The Olam Gavr Ba'am Se Yosef. Each person really sits in Amma's space. Rabbi Yochanan was said you need 24 people. We assumed 24 people to be the circle to go around them. That's what we assumed all along. It's like over here, that was our mistake. The mistake wasn't 1-to-1. Every person is an Amma, that's accurate. The mistake was, up till now, we thought, let's wait for a second, that the circle went around them. And therefore, you had to have 24 around the people. We're saying right now, it's not true. They sat around the circle. Which means that you have over here, X going all the way around, X being an Amma. And you have now, including other X's all around, I'm not going to do that other X's, but you have now 24 if I would go around this group of people over here. If I go around them. Now, since each person, which means this would be 8. This would be 8 going around them. This would be 8. But since each person takes up an Amma, then on each side I can knock off one Amma.
And we're saying a person is 1 by 1 Amma.
1 by 1, we're saying,
their
yeah.
Their depth is Amma.
Yeah, they're 1 Amma in their thickness. Right. So 1 Amma by 1 Amma each side I can knock off now, which means I'm down now to, instead of being 8 across, it's now 6 across. And 6 times 3 is 18. And that is close.
Why it's a little more than 16.8.
On each side? I'm not knocking off a space, meaning... Originally we said 24. 24 was the magic number, which is correct, it's accurate, when you're going around them. Right? Going around them, then you get to 24 because you have 8 across. But since they're sitting outside of the sukkah, and if I knock off one amma, which is them out, their body outside of the sukkah, in each direction, one amma here, one amma over here. So what was 8 amos in diameter, with not including them out of the sukkah, will be 6 diameter, not including them inside the sukkah, which means 6 times our 3 is 18. And that, the Gemara over here says, Kamahavlu, Tam Nesari, it's 18. We say, 1 second, but Shivsar Nechi Chum Shasage, it would be enough to have 16.8, 17 minus a fifth, 16.8. Which is over here, Hainan Delodak. That's why we said originally that we went a little bit of exaggeration, and we did it in the right direction. We went to the chumr side lodak. And therefore, we've now solved our problem. To quickly sum up again, the Gemara over here started off and said you need 24 people around this sukkah. We thought originally that means that you have to go around. The sukkah included them, so we thought originally. And the numbers were well off what we thought they should be. They were 50% more than what we thought should be in the end. So we had to recalculate our estimation and assume that our human calculation was wrong. We assumed each person was an amma, maybe two people are really two ammas. Which brings the sukkah down from 18 to 16, which is very close to the number we thought you needed, 16.8. But the problem was that that number was too small. And we don't usually go lakula. We don't say, you need 16.8, but you know what? You can have 16. That's too small. So we said, okay, scratch that. Our assumption we made originally was correct. It's an amma. Each person is an amma. But what was incorrect was that they were in the sukkah. They really added the sukkah. And if you knock off one amma in each direction, because each person is towards the 24 around them, you're down to six instead of the 8 diameter. You're down to 6 diameter. 6 times 3 is 18. That's lodak, and it's lochum lodak. And that works out well. The Gemara quotes afterwards the Rabbana Kisara, which we don't really understand at all. I mean, the Tosafot has a whole sheet over here. I think I know what they're doing here, but it's a little bit complex. It means that they made a circle with a square with a circle with a square with a circle. It's a multiple. Tosafot here does it for us. He kind of draws it himself. The square and a circle and a square in the middle of it as well. They have a whole calculation, which we'll tell you right now, but it's really, you know, I'll tell you the actual math later on because I feel bad I kept you this long so far, but we'll read the Gemara inside either way. Rabbanan to Kesari, Varmila Dayan to Kesari, either Rabbanan or the Dayan of Kesari, they actually said over here, our math was good all along, and they were actually part of the sukkah as well. They say, Amri Igula Danavik Migav Ribua Riva. An Igula, a circle that comes out from inside of a square, is really a quarter, which really means for us it means a third, really. I mean, when you say a quarter, it's a quarter after calculating the last part in over here. So it's really a third. What's a third of 24? I mean, a third off of 24?
16.
So now you're down to 16. And therefore, that's the magic number, 4 by 4 is 16. The math that they had in Kesari was also, you knock off a third of the calculation of whatever the circle inside the square would be, which would make it also 24 down to a third less, which would be 16. And therefore, Ribua Danafik Migavigula Palga. And a Ribua, again, you have a square that comes out from inside a circle, will be a half, which really means a third of its size. That's what Rashi each time he tells you, explains to you, what that means is that it's a half after you've calculated the additional part, which, again, like over here, 12 to 16, if you take 12, 16 is really a third more than that, because each one is 4, 4, 4, and adding 4. Once you have the number 16, then this is a quarter down from that. So whenever you see the word, like it says like a quarter or a third, it's assuming the higher number, you take a third or a quarter down, is what you have. That's why it sounds a little bit off, but that's what the Rabbana Kesari were doing. The Gemara over here, that would never, the math would work out properly. If you add a half or a third, I should say, of 24, you're down, knock a third off, you're down to 16, the math would be perfect. But the problem is it's wrong math. It doesn't work out. You do the math yourself, it won't be that with the calculation that they had there. What the Rabbana Kesari were actually thinking is a great question. That's what Tosafot on Chesam Beis has all calculations to explain. It was a square with a circle with a square inside of it. The square to the square is half. That's what the Gemara over here was assuming, but it's not accurate. The math is not accurate. We see ourselves, it's not really accurate. It does not mark that much down off of the original amount that we had, and therefore we go back to our answer, which was that we have the people sitting outside the sukkah, not in the sukkah. You knock off two almas in each direction, so instead of being 8 diameter, it's a 6 diameter, times 3 equals 18, and that is the pshat they bring down. We'll stop over here. I want to give over, if I can, a quick parsha word also.